Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're concluding our discussion on management today, but I want to put it all together for you. If you remember early in the week, we talked about great management beginning with the interview. You've got to make sure you've got the right people, because that's the foundation for everything that happens within a company. They need to have the right character that you can trust to fulfill the duties of the job. They also need to be a very good corporate cultural fit and just get along with the people around them. Remember, it's far easier to weed people out in the interview than to have to do it after the fact where you've got HR and potential legal issues to deal with. Once you hire someone on, set their expectations up front. And that means very disciplined management for that first month until you can get those habits in place. From the very beginning, you have to respect the people that you work with. And respect also includes empowerment. So empowering them so that they have a corporate identity, they have a purpose, they know exactly why they're there, what they're supposed to be doing, and they feel good about what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. The other thing that helps this whole process is reward. Now, there's the financial reward. Obviously, you have to pay people what they're worth or they're not going to stay with you. But the other side of it is the non-financial. Praise goes a long way. Recognizing people in front of their peers goes a very long way. So to the extent you can do this, you're going to keep people happier in what they do every day. It's far easier to keep good people happy than it is to replace them. So the bottom line here is just treat people the way you would like to be treated. It's that simple. And ask yourself a very simple question. Is there somebody within your organization that you could be managing better than you are right now? Think about what you can do to make that happen and start tomorrow. So if you have thoughts or suggestions, please email me at joel@joelbrookman.com. And if you know people like you serious about getting where they want to go, please ask them to subscribe to the 90 Second Navigator.